This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A new day in India.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. In India, children have jobs. It's just the way things have always been done. But starting today, it's illegal to hire kids under 14 as servants or as workers in tea shops or restaurants or hotels. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
Human rights groups say as many as 100 million kids work in India. That's more than anywhere else in the world. Many of them are impoverished village kids hired to be house servants in middle-class homes. Layla Takemore Reddy with the International Labour Organization says that's still socially acceptable in India.
The families often feel that they're doing the child a favor. But when you look at the real conditions, the child is very often excluded from schooling. There are cases of abuses, both of violence and sexual nature.
Reddy says today's ban is a good step, but unless the cultural attitude to child labor changes, it'll be hard to stop kids from working. Children as young as 8 often support their parents. And since millions of Indians don't have access to good, affordable schools, families figure they might as well get a job. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
Well, Google did it. Yesterday, the search engine bought one of the hottest websites out there. It's paying $1.6 billion for the video site YouTube. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
$1.6 billion is a huge sum of money to pay for a company that doesn't have much of a business model. Molly Wood of CNET says Google's purchase is a serious stamp of legitimacy for online video.
It just absolutely proves that this is the way people are going to consume video in the future.
Each company has something the other wants. YouTube gets millions of hits a day, about half the eyeballs of the entire online video market. Meanwhile, Google is more of an expert when it comes to handling site advertising. Tim Beharin of Creative Strategy says YouTube has done an impressive job of creating an online video brand, but...
What they really need is someone to help them build and work with them on the ad revenue-based model. And from Google's standpoint, what they really would like to do is jumpstart more people coming to the Google video site.
Right now, Google's video site has just 11% of the market. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
If you're planning to buy a Sony PlayStation 3 for Christmas, you might want to get cracking. A couple of stores, GameStop and EB Games, start taking pre-orders today. They expect the consoles to sell out in minutes when they come out November 17th. People can put down $100 in order to order in advance, but even then, the stores won't guarantee you'll get one. They say they can't control Sony's production and shipping issues. Northwest Airlines has reached a tentative contract with its mechanics. Remember this? The mechanics walked off the job nearly 14 months ago. Northwest replaced them and kept right on flying. If union members approve the new contract, those on strike have some options for leaving and getting some weeks of severance pay. Stocks climbed a bit yesterday. The Dow was up 7 points. That's a small fraction to close at 11,857. Standard & Poor's was up about a point, and the NASDAQ climbed 0.5%. This is Marketplace. Around the country this morning, Massachusetts is investigating its main affordable housing program. It gives developers zoning waivers if 20% of the units they build are for low or moderate income people. Developers are also supposed to cap the money they make, but the state says they've been using tricks to inflate their profits. In eastern Oregon, farmers are putting together a nonprofit to keep boutique wineries off some land in Umatilla County. The farmers are worried the wineries will move in, then develop or abandon the land. It used to be used for growing wheat. A federal trial starts today in Miami over counterfeit Cuban cigars. It involves a Spanish company that sells Cuban cigars in Europe and the same brands in the U.S., only they're made in the Dominican Republic. But the company claims counterfeiters are using the brands to sell their own cigars in the U.S. The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. By the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with 4 top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. How's the traffic out there? I've just been sandbagging, but you should know there's a full-blown bear taking pictures in the southbound. Watch out, he might do a flip-flop. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, you're probably not a truck driver. But you could be, especially if you're a baby boomer. Martha Woodruff reports from the Great Valley of Virginia.
61-year-old Vic Latham eats a gloriously unhealthy breakfast of sausage and eggs at White's, a Virginia truck stop on Interstate 81. After decades as a General Motors parts manager, Vic changed careers and started driving trucks.
I wanted to change, either that midlife crisis or whatever, but I didn't like wearing a three-piece suit day in and day out. I was able to put on a set of Levi's and a T-shirt and travel to see this country. It's beautiful, you know, I love the trade.
Working at a factory every day, you punch a time clock and you're around the same people every day.
From the homey cab of her big rig, that's 50-year-old artist Chizik.
But out here, you're around different people all the time. You know, and I love traveling, and I feel like I'm on vacation, but I'm being paid too.
She left a career as a test operator to start driving trucks 8 years ago. 50 and 60-somethings like Vic and artists are exactly what the trucking industry wants. Faced with what experts call the worst labor shortage in its history, these companies are desperate to hire boomers who want second careers. American Trucking Association commissioned Plus Smith Gifford Agency to design a new recruitment campaign, and boomer focus groups went wild over a video painting trucking as freedom.
The road is calling. To answer, all you have to do is take the wheel.
In the first few months of this year, Schneider National's 50-plus hirings were up 85% over 2005. Company VP Todd Jaden says boomers have proven to be ideal employees.
In our experience, the mature worker was a very quick learner and very responsive to the needs of our customer and to the industry in general.
And boomers need the work. Nest eggs are shrinking, pension plans are drying up, and trucking companies are offering cushy benefits, not to mention salaries that can top 60 grand a year. Economist Leora Friedberg is with the University of Virginia. She says campaigns like Schneider's could become the norm for industries that need more workers.
More and more boomers may see the need to stay in the workforce because of shifts in their pension, in the structure of those pensions, and rising health care costs, and uncertainty about Social Security.
Whether it's out of financial insecurity or late-life wanderlust, more and more boomers are trading cubicles for truck cabs. From just off Virginia Interstate 81, I'm Martha Woodruff for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. 10-4, I'm backing out.
American Public Media.
It's a Minnesota iron mine, and it's a...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.